obviously, before the show comes. But I think one of my favorite things to do is hanging out with my guest and comparing music and picking out what we want to listen to for the show. Listeners, thank you for being here and for listening and appreciating what we've picked out for you. Do you have anything you want to say about the music that we've picked today, Carol?
Today's very different. We decided to go with super high energy, anywhere ranging from this guy that I listened to not too long ago named Aaron Hebel, came out of the blue, Discovery Weekly. I've been so grateful that he ended up popping up on my algorithm. We also got Sophie Powers with some more like girl boss music, which is absolutely necessary as we're entering, you know,
girl boss era.
Yeah, girl boss era. It's absolutely amazing to listen to. And we got some Mother in here in Claptone.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
Claptone dropped some new stuff and I happened to hear it on my way when I was driving around. So it was great.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, we've got some CanCon in there. We've got a lot of new music. I'm hoping you guys are going to enjoy it and have something to dance along to. Or, I love to listen to high energy music in the car. I also love to listen to high energy music when I'm doing low energy things.
That's
just
right.
To hype me up, especially right before.
How else do you get through the day otherwise?
Exactly. Exactly. Vyvanse who? Just
yeah. Just put on literally audio crack on your earphones and that's it.
Exactly. Crazy. Exactly. Having your earbuds definitely passed the warning level.
Yeah.
Does your phone ever warn you of like you should turn down your
At that point I gave up.
Oh really?
No, it just gave up.
Mine still warns me.
Yeah, no. Mm. We're gonna throw the towel in at this point.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You've signed your own waiver by the amount of times that you've clicked ignore.
I already have tenacity in my left ear. I'm good.
There you go.
I'm good.
There you go. All right. Thanks, listeners, for being here. I'm going to start you off with two songs by Sophie Powers, two singles. First is Pop Off, and after that is Spiderweb. CanCon, FemCon, Electropop, new. Hope you guys love it. And
all
then
the
there's
going to
be
want.
All the stuff you want. And then there's going to be a few songs after that we're going to cover after. But yeah, please enjoy Sophie Powers. We'll be back in a bit. Please enjoy.
Can't clean up myself. I'm trapped inside a web. Leave on things you said and promised. I just can't pretend. All this pain will end. I'm stopping. think someone's chasing me, but I can't run. Yeah.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Liz.
My name is Carol.
And we're happy to have you back. The songs you just heard in reverse order. So the song you just heard was SOS by Aaron Hibble. And before that was Quasar, also by Aaron Hibble, both off his new album, Synchronicity. And before that, you heard Feeling It All by Maya Manser. And before that, Spiderweb and Pop Off by Sophie Powers. We love Canadian women.
We do.
Did you want to say anything else about Aaron Hibble?
I'm obsessed. I'm straight up just obsessed about this guy. I went through a deep dive, especially after I added one or two songs from a Discovery Weekly, and that's what it started. It was amazing, and I absolutely loved it. Yeah, once I started listening to it more and more and more, I just kept getting sucked into it. And just out of the blue, he just dropped a new album. And, man, ever since I heard that first song on the album, it was just gave me goosebumps.
Nice.
So good.
Nice. I remember I had a song that I had on the tip of my tongue for years, and I couldn't remember because I had listened to when I was 14 or something. I was listening to a podcast like 3 years ago, and someone said the word savant, and then I realized, oh my god, that's the artist's name. It just like clicked in my head, because I had been thinking about this song for years, not remembering what it was at all. And then I found it on Spotify, and I listened to it, and it gave me insane goosebumps, and it like I had a whole body reaction of like, that's the song, and I it was bliss.
Yeah, nothing feels better than that, especially when you have this sort of like physical reaction to the music that you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that some of those songs that give you that just leave a permanent mark on you.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest case for me. And like a lot of instrumental songs from movies, same thing. I just absolutely can't help myself
Anything in particular?
Or Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Anything. As I said, the
Interstellar theme.
Yeah, Interstellar theme. As I said in like the previous episode I was on, it's just that's my absolute greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He is so talented. There's been a few others that I can't really picture, mostly movies that I can attach them to.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Ludwig Göransson, I think it was. He did Dune.
Mm-hmm.
So he did Dune. He did Oppenheimer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal artist. He's up on the come up. He actually, one of his first works that he started off with, I think, was Mandalorian. He did Mandalorian soundtrack as well. And he's been pretty good friends with the director behind Sinners.
Mm.
They've been close friends for a while. He also did a soundtrack for his movie. I think it was one of the Black Panther movies that he did,
mm-hmm.
too, which was also great. I think he flew out to Africa for a few months.
Amazing.
Just to get himself as familiar as he could with the local culture there so he can get the best sound possible for it.
Nice. Yeah, I know there's many films that the soundtrack really gets to me emotionally. I'm a pretty emotional and sensitive and sentimental person just in general. Good composers and good instrumentals in films that are made for the film obviously get me really emotionally invested very easily, especially Hans Zimmer has amazing soundtracks, especially Interstellar. I've seen Interstellar like 10 times. It's one of my dad and I's favorite movies.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of movies with my dad, and that sort of instrumental really gets me like pulled into the film. Is there any film that makes you very sentimental? Because I'm thinking about how sentimental I am about Interstellar, to be honest.
Interstellar also left a giant mark on me.
Mm-hmm. It makes me cry every time.
Yeah, it was pushing me, especially in the very end, or when he sees his daughter at the end of the deathbed.
Yeah.
That was just incredible. I think another really...
And she's like, I know the ghost was you.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Nolan
breaking our hearts. There was another really good movie that I've seen not too long ago, it was a few months ago. It was The Arrival by Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
Phenomenal, beautiful, beautiful movie. It was about a woman that was a language interpreter, and one day there was a giant obelisk just spawning out of the blue, and they try to make contact with them. And just this awesome story of language and interpretation and what extraterrestrial species had to offer them, mm-hmm. and to talk about it and to interpret. It was just amazing. And it became very emotional too as well. I loved it. Another movie that I watched not too long ago as well was Life of Chuck.
Okay.
Life of Chuck. I wept so hard at that movie. It was incredible and just an amazing movie. It's not what it feels like in the beginning, and then you'll get to the end and you're going to be crying your eyes out. It's so beautiful. And I never knew that it was an interpretation of a Stephen King novel as well.
There you go.
I think so, yeah. So that was pretty interesting. But I cried my eyes out. Those are the most recent ones that I can think about.
Is there anything in particular about those things that make, or about those films or themes in films that make you really emotional?
I think one of my personal opinions and beliefs in general is how much beautiful impact you can make with your lifetime, and how a little human being out of many can spend their life and go through many experiences and hurt and love and do all these different things. And that beautiful story of just like a life just thriving and exposing yourself to as many things as possible. Because, you know, when you think about it, it's a little bit ironic. You pretty much, you know, you live to die. So having your time spent here and making the most of it, just kind of going through like your little bucket list of life and just the things that you can do, it just absolutely makes me melt away. I kind of put myself in a similar situation where I try and throw myself at as many things as possible. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm afraid that I won't have a chance to do so, but because I just want to tap into the potential of myself and
experience the human experience.
Absolutely. It's the best experience to experience as well. So I think it's one of the most beautiful things ever. And when it applies to relationships, when it applies to you touching on somebody else's life in a positive way, it just makes you feel so spent. Mm. And I think it might be a little bit of my soft spot, mm-hmm. Especially when it comes down to my friends or family and anybody in particular that I get to come across and just kind of, you know.
Yeah. The imprint that you can make on someone's life and on the world in the limited time that you have on this world. Yeah.
And positive, by all means, right? Mm-hmm. Any sort of big or small impact in a positive way, in a way that, you know, it'll build mindfulness, they'll reminisce, right? You'll be able to reminisce about that and think about the times that you had. It's just wonderful. And I think that to myself personally, my biggest treasure in life are memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm afraid, knock on wood, to lose my mind when I get older.
Yeah.
Because this is something that I just cherish the most.
It's a really real fear. Yeah. I mean, so much of our personalities are based on it. All of our personalities are based on everything we've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And losing your memories is like losing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that I love, and I always keep it in my pocket with me everywhere that I go, right?
Yeah.
As long as you keep going and as long as you expose yourself to more and more beautiful and wonderful people throughout your life, it just keeps changing and it keeps evolving, right?
Yeah.
And you can always remember where you came from initially.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's like looking at all your achievements, which is literally just like talking to people throughout your life.
Yeah.
It'd just be like Hall of Fame of all the cool people that I've seen. So
true. Yeah. I think a lot of the time what gets me really sentimental in films is seeing parallels to my own life.
Yes.
And seeing how like empathizing with protagonists or side characters that are either going through something that I had gone through or something that I'm worried about going through, and either handling it just how I would and then seeing the consequences of that, and then it makes me really anxious about my life, or being in a similar position than me and making different choices, and then just me having the empathy of, oh my God, I feel horrible for you, or oh my God, I'm so happy for you. Definitely like parasocial relationship in the two hours that they're on screen. But that's something that I get really attached to is parallel experiences.
Hmm.
Yeah. I love films that make me feel emotions that I don't usually feel, or show me experiences that I would otherwise never have. We've spoken about a variety of directors that you and I enjoy, and one of the ones that I really like is Federico Fellini, an Italian neo-realism director, and I love his films that I've never been to Italy. And especially I haven't been to Italy in like the 1970s, but you know, the feeling of summer and the feeling of warmth and the feeling of walking through the streets of a village in Italy and the feeling of seeing petals fall from the sky makes me feel warm, right? And the interactions and the social interactions that they have are unlike what I would ever have, but I feel like I'm there, especially with the music that supports it as well. And that sort of feeling of empathizing with what the director is trying to show you is, I love films that have such intense cinematography that make me empathize with the whole vision. Hugely sentimental to me.
Oh yeah,
100%. Films are very sentimental.
Yeah, I would love to be in cinematography if I could be for a living. So I get exactly what you're talking about.
You could be. You're a very creative man.
Maybe one day.
Listeners, I want to run up some more music for you. Please enjoy Hayloft 2 Dynamo, D-N-M-O, Mix, and Black and Gold by Claptone and Hannah Boylan. Do you want to say anything about Black and Gold? I want to say that Hayloft is great because I love Mother Mother, and the remix is pretty good.
And I'm going
to
say that Black and Gold, I just listened to on the radio a few days ago, and I figured I'd want to share with the rest of y'all because it's so good.
It's really good, and we're keeping it electronic today.
Yes.
Please do continue to enjoy, and then we've got some music by Overwork after that. I love Overwork, and then we'll keep it going. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's keep it going.